Tilam Kuf Mem Hei, very known to us, we call it Ashrei. It's not really Ashrei. Ashrei is an added pasuk, we'll talk about that sometime. But the actual Kapitel Tilam starts Tehila L'David, which that's the way Kapitel Tilam should start. Mizmer L'David. Seyach Mizmer L'David, Tehila L'David, a Tehila of David. Arimim Chalek HaYamelech, Lavar Hashim Chalek L'Vat. Okay, we all know the psukim. I actually want to spend a little bit of time on Ashrei because it's extremely important. But just to get an overview, the Gemara in Brachos, very interesting Gemara, I believe, a puzzling Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Avina. Kol ha'omer tila l'David shalosh pamim b'chol yom muftach l'ayishu ben olam haba. Ein klenikai. If you say tila l'David, the Gemara calls it by its correct name, by its correct name, not Ashrei. So anybody who says Tila L'David Shalosh Pamim B'chol Yom, which we do, right? We say Ashrei in the morning, say Ashrei after Shmona Esrei, Ashrei by Mincha, Muftach Lo Yishu Min Olam Haba. It's very interesting. Agav Rashi says, just to learn it properly, Shalosh Pamim Keneged Shalosh Tfilos. It's interesting that we don't say Shachris Mincha Marv. That would make more sense, so could be we'll understand that soon. But in any case, three times, just like there's three tefillos, three, so there's just like you eat three meals a day, there's three times that you say Ashrei. And Muftach Loishu Menoylam Haba, you can't get better than that. Muftach Loishu Menoylam Haba. I presume, although the Gemara doesn't say it, Rashi doesn't say it, I presume you have to say it with Tavana to be a Ben Olam Haba. I presume, generally speaking, just saying the words of tefillah, I've been struggling with this for years. If you say words of tefillah without any kavan at all, it has any value.
Kavana of the words you're saying, or kavana to be a ben olam haba?
No, just kavana of words you're saying, at least. Halachos. And then after that, there's kavana dalik nemiyat oimei. But I mean, the first thing is if you say words to your wife, thank you very much, but you're not thinking about it, so it's kind of meaningless.
Let me count.
Works. Doesn't work with God.
Maybe Akiva did. Is that a true story?
I don't know any makor that there's like a value. I looked, not in the Zohar, I don't know any makor is a value to saying words without kavana. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know that there's any. Except for maybe it's a good habit, but maybe it's a bad habit. Like just to talk, I don't know. If somebody knows them.
Is the real story
that Akiva said aleph base? That's a different story. You have kavana, no words. But that's the opposite. Here we're talking about words without kavana. Mm-hmm. I don't know what words without kavana is. It's a maisa koif. What is it? So the Shulchan Aruch brings toiv ma'at b'kavana meharbe b'loy kavana. So say less, and say with kavana. Better to say one of the halalukas, let's say. Just say Ashrei, even with kavana. I'm not recommending them. We could say a lot with kavana. To say Shemon Ashrei without kavana. So it's not ma'akiv, you don't have to daven again, even though Yeshayahu Hanavi says you have to daven again, but the Mishnah Berurah says that we're going to be davening all day. Did I miss a word? Did I not miss a word? So at least have the kavana in the avos. At least that way you did Shemon Ashrei. But just as a side point. So I presume, it doesn't even have to say that this is being done thoughtfully, obviously. My time. So the question is, the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason by saying Ashrei, Dafka, we said not Kriya Shema, not Dashman Esrei, Ashrei, Muftach Loishu Menoylam Haba. So the Gemara says, the answer is, Mishum Dechsiv Bey, Alpha Besa, because it has the whole Aleph Beis in it. Choyem Avarechecha. Etc. Like it goes in the order of Aleph Beis. Asma. That gives you Olam Haba, so just like you say, Rabbi Akiva, just say Aleph Beis. Say Aleph Beis, right? What if it has the Aleph Beis? But that's not the Gemara's question. The Gemara doesn't even bother explaining that. The Gemara says, okay, you want Aleph Beis. Lema Ashrei Tmimei Dorech. I've got a better one for you. Kuvyotes. That's what you say when you go to the Beis HaKvaris. You have all beautiful psukim in there. So you want Aleph Beis, that's Mamish Aleph Beis, not just one pasuk, per aleph base, but it's but a four psukim, five psukim for every oisim. There's even a better one. Aleph base, you want to give you aleph base. Ashri to me my derech. Ashri b'tamanya apa, comes out eight times, eight psukim for each letter. So the Gemara says that can't be the pshat. Ela mishum, ela mai, mishum duksim bei, poiseyachas yodecho maspil ho chayrasom. It's this glorious pasuk that David HaMelech composed of Poseach es yodecha umaspia l'chol chai ratzon. And this pasuk makes you a ben olam haba, saying this pasuk the Gemara is holding right now three times a day makes you a ben olam haba. What does the pasuk mean? It's good to know. What does it mean? Translate.
Open his hand and give everyone.
Poseach es yodecha.
Right. Open his hand. Hashem opened his hand.
Okay. It's like Poseach, open your hands. Poseach es yodecha.
Right.
Okay, so what does it mean? You say it three times a day. Poseach es, what do you say, Moshe? What does it mean? Translation?
Open your hands.
Talking to Hashem.
Yes.
This is us talking. David HaMelech talking.
Satisfying.
Open your hands.
Hand.
Interesting, right?
The right
hand. No, it's interesting. It doesn't say Yudeichem. Huh?
Yadcha.
Yadcha. How do you say it? Yes, how do you say it? Yadcha?
I think so.
So it's like a ksiv and a kri. Because it really says Yadcha. It should have said Yudeichem. Tanachi.
Yudeichem would be plural to Hashem. Like two Hashems.
Two hands.
Yadeichem would be plural to Hashem.
Yudeichem.
Your.
Yours hands?
Yodecha,
okay.
Or your two hands?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. Anyways, Poseach is Yodecha, there is no Yod in it, in the Tillum.
Right.
Which is Yodcha.
Right, Yodcha. Right.
Yodecha, the way you're saying it, plural, has a Yod.
Should have a Yod.
Right. So that's why I'm saying it's a Ksiv and a Kri. Because it's not listed as a Ksiv and a Kri, but I'm saying it's a Ksiv and a Kri, because the Ksiv is Yodcha, if I'm not mistaken. If you would see it without Nakudas, you would say Yadcha, your hand. Right. So why do we talk about your hand? We should talk about your hands. Right. And that, but we read it Yadcha as if it has a Yud in it, but the Yud is missing. So just point that out. We got to explain that too. What is the one hand of Hashem?
Our hands. This is Hashem's hands.
Definitely. Umaspia, and you give sustenance. Good. L'chol chai ratzon, to every
living being.
That.
And that living being's ratzon.
What? That if you have the ratzon, then I'll give it to you.
Who's ratzon of the bria?
I'm asking. Whose ratzon are we talking about here?
It's the ratzon of the bria.
I'm setting time on it because this is what gives you a little haba. It's like you want to be moved to closer, but a little haba. Huh? Yeah. So masvil chochai ratzon. Who's ratzon?
Everything that wants to live.
Every animate object that's alive because of your ratzon. Hashem's the source of the ratzon for every alive being in the world.
That's like a real drasha. It could mean the simple pshat is Poseach es yodecho maspil chochai ratzon, give every person ratzon.
So it could be also,
right.
That would work.
Could be somebody who wants to.
Right? Isn't that the simple pshat?
Yeah.
Give every person ratzon. Maspil chochai mazon. Maspil chochai mayim. Maspil chochai ratzon. So it gives every person ratzon.
Nourish someone with ratzon.
Huh?
Nourish,
he gives us ratzon.
You see,
if you don't have ratzon, you know what it means to want to have ratzon. If you're depressed, or you're, or you don't have any appetite to eat, or you have no ambition to do anything in life, so this is the worst qualas. It's worse than not having anything because you don't have any ratzon.
Is one able to be maspia ratzon?
Why not?
Pardon?
It's a svia. It's a svia. Sviat Ratzon? Very good. Masbiel Hochai Ratzon. So let's just leave it. I'm just bringing out a few questions that we'll answer the days to come. So the Gemara says that... Yeah, sorry.
Even also the Zohar says that it could be you should give or you do give, meaning either it's a question, Hoseach Es Yadecha, meaning please open up your hand, and I think it's brought down in the Art Scroll there, that it's in the morning by Shacharis, because it's in Sukkot Zimra, it's a statement, this is what Hashem...
To praise.
It's just praise, whereas whereas after the Amidah, it's more of a request. We're going into the day, and then the forecast.
It all could be. I mean, I didn't see the article, but the question is, what do the words mean? And you're right, it is a Tehillah L'David. It's a Tehillah. But so it's funny that in a Tehillah, let's take your comment to make it into a question. It's funny that in a Tehillah, a praise, which you're saying in Pesukei Dezimra, there's a Bakasha. It's funny that there should be a Bakasha. Poseach Yadecha Hashem, open up your hands. Why? He said, Poseach Es Yadoi.
It's a fact, Stephen.
No, but then you wouldn't say it that way. We would say, Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'racha b'chasim b'chol ma'asa. Harei Hashem b'chol
d'racha. He says, Poseach to whoever goes to his will.
So Poseach Es Yado. That would fit in better.
Must be, in fact,
he
must be.
Means open up.
Yeah, he does. He opens up.
Yeah, but that's what the words mean.
No.
What
was wrong with that?
Because it would be Pasach Hashem Es Yado.
Pasach is past tense.
Like everything else.
It's everything.
Sadik Hashem Bechol D'Rachav. Like everything else.
Okay.
I don't want to argue about it. So the Gemara says, Poseach Es Yadecha Masbil Chochai Ratzon. So let's go again. I don't want to lose track. Why do you get Olam Haba for saying Ashrei? The answer is because it has Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis, I got you a better one. Take Kuf Yud Tes. It's Aleph Beis times 8. Right? Aleph Beis on steroids. So that's Kuf Yud Tes. So that can't be the reason. Elam Mishum Dechsev Posei Ches Yodecha. We don't know what the Mile of Aleph Beis is anyways that it would give you Olam Haba. But anyways, it's not a good answer to Gemara. So there's another answer because it says Posei Ches Yodecha. That's such an important pasuk. That makes it kedai to say the whole kapitel tilim, and the main thing is all just circling around this poseach es yadecha. Frekti Gemara, if you want that, so lema halel agadol. So say halel agadol, which is kuflam and vav. What's halel agadol? That's what we say in Shabbos morning. Hoidu l'Hashem ki tov gilui olam chasdei. The long one. Right, all the hodus. Why? What's in halal agadol? What is that helping us?
Halal agadol because you want to pray. If you want to praise Hashem, say halal agadol.
If you want to say poseach es yadecha,
no sin lechem
l'chol basar. So the Gemara says because it says no sin lechem l'chol basar. Why is that better? Because of Eitan Yehuda's kasha that if we're talking about praises of Hashem, so say a praise of Hashem. He's no sin lechem. We're not saying titain lechem. L'chol basar. You're saying a better thing. No sein lechem l'chol basar. And also, it's even a wider area. Maspia l'chol chai ratzon, which we don't even know what it means. This is pashut.
Well, no sein and poseach are very parallel. They're both present tense. They could be statements or bakasho. So I don't know if Eitan Yehuda's question and there's answer, right? Ki l'olam chasdo sounds more like a praise.
Yeah, that's how the Gemara says, though. Interesting. No sein lechem l'chol basar.
No sein and poseach are both.
Right. What really needs to be understood on a deep way is what in the world does it mean that Hashem shall open his hands, or hand, or hands, or whatever it is. What does it even mean? Poseach es yadecha. How he gives it, no sin lechem l'chol basar. What we want to know is that he gives us sustenance. There's something about the poseach es yadecha.
It seems to be a pasuk about some sort of a relationship.
There's no relationship here. The Gemara's maskana is the no sin lechem chabas is a better pasuk.
If you want to,
except
if you want to praise parnasa,
to get olam haba, which is okay. So Rav Gil asks a good question. What are we hung up on this parnasa thing? Why don't we say you're a ben olam haba for praising Hashem for making the world turn? For gravity, for air, for shalom bayis, is there a lack of brachas? Hodu, hodu. There's all kinds of things that we have. Okay, parnas is a good thing, and we're all for it. But why is that the one that gets you olam haba?
So why is basar greater than
chol chai ratzon? No. Basar means I think.
Basar.
Basar.
Right. So it doesn't
mean
plants or even animals.
So chol chai is better.
It's more
chai means vegetables also. I don't mean people that are vegetables. Right. I mean it means. I mean plants, cucumbers.
Poseach and maspia then are two separate clauses in a sentence. So it's more all encompassing than no sein lechem l'chol basar. He gives the food, but he's not necessarily maspia them. It seems to be much more all encompassing. There's some sort of duality there between the poseach.
The Gemara likes no sein lechem l'chol basar better.
I'm trying to understand why.
Yeah, me too.
The kilo and chasdo is powerful.
Me too.
All the way down, but they,
where did Ratzon fit in here?
Okay, all these things I want to answer. I'm not bad, so I just no, because it's a, it's it behooves us.
It's
yeah, we say it so often. Like it's a, it, it's such a big thing, you know. And so the Gemara answer is that why do we say Tila LeDavid gives you Olam Haba Elam Mishum Di Speitarte? So the answer is it has two features to it. Ashrei, it's very elegant. It first of all goes with Seder Aleph base. Second of all, it has Poseh Sedecha Masbil Chochayrotzin. So really, we would say Noiselecha Mulcha Basar, and we would say that is Pesukei Dezimra. But we don't do that because it doesn't have the Mila of Aleph base. Doesn't have a mile of olive paste. And if we would just have olive paste, we would say, Ashrei to me, my darch, if you test. Why don't we do that? Because you don't have to say, Zedecha. So what we need, what it comes out here is we need a double feature, Yispe Tarte. A double feature is A, it has olive paste, and B, it has Pasecha Zedecha. Neither one of which do we understand yet, I don't believe, the virtue. So what, either one. Then the Gemara goes further. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe we'll just like open the questions tonight and answer them. Tomorrow night, actually, won't be here, but. Whatever, next time. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Ma Loi Nemra Nun Ba'ashrei. This is a big point against it. It doesn't even have the olive base. The whole, after all that, it's missing. It's not just why does it have a Nun and Ashrei. So felt like the whole thing is Ashrei Tri Medarach has a Nun. A nice Nun. It's nice tricky.
Eight of them.
Huh?
More than one.
Well, eight of them, yeah. And nice Nuns. So the Gemara says, Mipnei, the answer is why is there no Nun? Which is a real point against Ashrei, if we're going to include it. The answer is because Nun somehow represents the downfall of Israel.
Nefila.
Shenemar, because Amos Hanavi said, Nafla by Soysif Kum Besulas Yisrael.
Just think. Isn't it interesting then? And then no saying Lechavosar starts with a Nun? I just
apparently this Nun wouldn't bother them, or the Nun of Tamanya of Kuf Yutes doesn't bother them either. There's eight Nuns. Like, we have all kinds of choices. This doesn't have a Nun. And why does the Nun maskir of all things? Nun is a nice letter. What do we want from the Nun?
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
Neshama. Chaser things with Nun. He said, Noam.
Shah Nun.
Yeah. Nun is Keneged Ayin Hara. Nun is a fish. That's very even say our writing is upside down Nuns. Nun is beautiful. Nun, what do we have against Nuns? No, Dabno, if you're going to have the Nun, you're going to have a remez to Nefilas Yisrael. This is all a puzzle. This is like, which I hope we'll be able to put together. It's Hafla of a fella. Like, why would the Nun give us that, get Nafla? Like, what are we so pessimistic about? Nun, ay, Nafla, oh my God. Especially when we're being Meshabeach Hashem. Nobody's going to think of Nafla.
The Gemara brings a pasuk from Amos.
Amos, hey.
That was also long after David Noach wrote this.
Nachon. Okay. Another kasha. Right. I mean, it tells you something very deep here. You're making a good point. It means that the Nun, like Be'etzem, means Nefila, as was articulated many generations later by Amos. So it seems like just a Nun, that's a watch out letter, Nun. I, there's a lot of good Nuns, said it. But Nun ba'atzmo seems to be Nefila. How do we know it means Nefila? Because of Amos. So it's not the Dovin Amel who's thinking of that pasuk. And that's why, that's very good. So the Gemara, in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud, Yerushalmi, says, look, don't get all tzibrachan about that pasuk. Nafla, loisaisiv kumbazul zishro, what kind of a nevu is that anyway? Nafla, like toisiv limpo, oh, that's how they touched it up in your zah. Doesn't mean that you're never going to get up. You're going to fall, and that's going to be it. You're not going to fall anymore. Very good. You fell once in zehu. It's actually, I think I looked up in the Yerushalmi, it actually says this. I looked up a long time ago. And there it says, sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, that there will actually be seven nefilos for Klal Yisrael. And then, we're not going to fall anymore. Like Soysif, cool. We won't have to get up anymore. Basulas Yisrael. So I think I counted at that time that we're already past the seven. Baruch Hashem, we did that already. Been there, done that. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afilu Hachi. Amar Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, very good. Afilu Hachi, Chazar David Usmacha Baruch HaKodesh. Shenamar Saimich Hashem L'chal HaNoiflim. So even though we didn't include the Nun, he already answered the Nun by saying Saimich Hashem L'chal HaNoiflim. Fell down, he's already picking us up. So that's why Baruch HaKodesh, because there was no Amos. So you're thinking, so even though we didn't even include the Nun because it was so negative to him, the Nun, nevertheless, he said he gave us a nechama for it of Seimach Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. That kind of Gemara. So the Gemara tells us, so now what we have is a third feature of Ashrei, I think. It's a third feature. One feature is that it's a Seder Aleph Beis. The second feature is it's a Seder Aleph Beis without the Nun. So it comes out a Maila. Not a chasarn, but a mila. And then the third feature is that it has poseach hazadecha umasviel chol chai ratzon. So, b'zeh asayim, I just want to read you something real quickly that I read in Rav Hirsch. Hirsch says that, he says, clearly Ashrei, I don't know how I would never say this, but he said it. Clearly Ashrei is the most beautiful thing that David HaMelech ever wrote. That's what he says. Hard to say such a thing, no? That's what he says. This is the most important gift with which David's divinely inspired spirit has enriched the collection of hymns that Israel treasures so greatly. I don't want to start reading through from Hirsch, we'll be here all night. But I just want to read you this one point here that he made. He talks about the Olam Haba. I want to go into it and understand every word of Ashrei to understand how this works, but just in general. The general awareness of Hashem is rooted in the realization, which cannot be denied, that all human action and achievement can be only limited in scope, and that there is a higher power which reigns and towers above all, which none can withstand, and which has the power to withhold and even to destroy. That was one sentence. It means that everybody knows that there's a Hashem in this world as an all-powerful. The truth is, the Christians know it, the Muslims know it, everybody knows that there's one God. They all mean the same God, I think, in this regard. You know, Allah Akbar is talking about our El. Allah's El. The same thing. Got to be careful, incidentally. People say here, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. It's Mam Sheng, Shem Hashem. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. That's what it's also to say. I mean, for us, it's also to say. It's because it's the same as saying the Shem Hashem Bikinui in a different language, English, Arabic, what's the difference? So you're not supposed to say it'd be the same as us saying El all the time, I think.
That's a colloquial usage.
Do they know what it means? Yalla? They know what it means. We don't know what it means. But we grabbed it from the Arabs.
You say, Yalakadima.
Yeah, so Yalla is Shem Hashem.
Yeah.
For God's sake, keep moving. Yeah.
It's like I'm galloping and I'm also yelling.
It doesn't make a difference what they mean. Yeah. It's where it comes from. Look it up. Do you have an Arabic dictionary? Google it. Google it. I did. Yeah, I did. But anyways, his point is that everybody knows, everybody in the world pretty much knows that there's a God. Okay? So a few atheists, but basically everybody knows that there's this all-powerful thing. But most men still lack the awareness and understanding of the fact that the growth and welfare of all living things, particularly of the affairs of all of mankind, is dependent solely upon the inexhaustible goodness and loving kindness of that same power, which is ready at all times to give, and that this, it's all one sentence, and that this power shows its unique nature and its true greatness precisely in this goodness and loving kindness which grants growth and welfare, period. Meaning that everybody, this has intrigued me. The whole world will tell you, yes, it's God, 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 and they'll pray to God. But the concept of Hashgacha Pratis, as we understand it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like every single penny we make or don't make, or everything that goes on in our lives, every Hatzlacha we have, every misery, it's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. That's already a Jewish thing. That's not that level of Hashgacha Pratis. You're not going to find anywhere else, he says, except for by us. And that level of Hashgacha Pratis, I believe, which he's articulating so beautifully, that level of Hashgacha Pratis is b'diyuk what Ashrei is all about, and what Poseach Yodech is all about, what Nosein Lechem Chobaser is all about, and you need the Aleph Beis. I will explain to you next time why to get to this. You need the Aleph Beis for that. But the point is that this is not a kapitel about God. It's a kapitel about the Hashgacha practice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's involved in every single moment of our life. Like you said, the relationship, but even deeper than that, nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The phone rings, the phone doesn't ring. The email comes, the email doesn't come. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, if think about this for a second. If you could say that with Kavanah three times a day, if you could chazer that over in your head three times a day with Kavanah, that makes sense to me. It's not about like why Parnassa, why not the babies are born? No, because Parnassa is the moment by moment. That's what Parnassa means. Maspia l'chol chai ratzah, the moment by moment interaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this world. If you could do a chazara on that three times a day thoughtfully, so then it's muftach l'shalom in a whole different way, and that's the Ashrei. According to Rav Hirsch, that's the Ashrei that David HaMelech was creating over here, with the centerpiece being this level of Hashgacha Pratis, which the Gemara is going back and forth, comes out, this is the best place. And in the Hashgacha Pratis, we can't have the Nefila. We'll understand that also, and you must have the Aleph Beis. Okay, thank you.